Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around the district and from further afield. Now put it in your diary. Wednesday, the 13th of September. It's Cycle to Work Day. Is it a gimmick? Why should we bother? I spoke to Lawrence from Cycle to Work Day to find out. Lawrence, thank you very much indeed for joining me. So this will be the fifth Cycle to Work Day. Why the focus on cycling to work?
Well, a phrase that we like to talk about is cycling being a simple solution to some of the world's most complex problems. So everyday cycling can have a really, really positive impact on air quality, congestion on our roads, the issue of physical inactivity across the UK, and the cost of modern life. So everyday cycling really can tackle all of these issues. The carbon footprint of bikes is vastly lower than that of cars. One lane of a typical road might carry 2,000 cars an hour, but it would carry 14,000 bikes. Cycling to work is really good for cardiovascular and cancer. You know, there's just endless benefits from getting on a bike that little bit more often. So, you know, what we really want to talk about is utilitarian cycling, everyday short journeys that currently far too many people make by car.
Right.
So our focus is to champion those simple, easy-to-do journeys that people just aren't making, and to try and encourage people really out of their cars.
Fantastic. Well, to be quite honest, your enthusiasm there, you've certainly sold me on it. That sounds sounds brilliant. But you don't just want us to cycle to work on the Wednesday, the 13th of September. You want us to pledge to cycle to work. So why do you want us to do that?
Yeah, I suppose pledging achieves a few things. It helps us quantify the impact we're having and sort of helps us tell people, particularly people who have taken time out of their day to promote the event or just cycling on the day, what they've collectively achieved. It enables us to share resources. So the people that pledge, we talk to them afterwards. We send them posters. We send them information. We tell them about events that are happening in their areas. And we offer to advice to those employers that have signed up around how they can activate their workforces, get their colleagues on bikes, what we can do to help, what the government can do to help. So pledging kind of it achieves all of those things.
Yeah.
For the riders as well, it also means we've got a mechanism for rewarding them. So we've got a really tasty prize pot. It's sort of £5,000 worth of prizes to be won by pledging miles rather than just riding on the day. We can also dish those prizes out after the campaign.
Fantastic. Well, I mean, as I say, your enthusiasm is fantastic. And I love the way that on your website you've listed how much carbon will be saved with all the miles pledged and how much calories will be burned and cash saved as well. I mean, with all of this, you'd have thought we'd all have been cycling to work all the time. Why do you think we don't do it?
I think there's a few key reasons. Safety concerns is a really, really big one. This mainly stems from two things. It's a lack of infrastructure and the fact that cycling short distances isn't a sort of a societal norm in the UK. People are worried and you know, often rightfully so, about going out or heading out into busy roads or areas where cycling isn't segregated from traffic. Mm. Now, there's some things you can do to combat that. You can practice off-road on cycle paths at the weekend. You can plot journeys that avoid main roads. Or, you know, you have to find the cycling journey and distances that suit you and your sensibilities. But in the UK, there is a real need for better infrastructure, which obviously would stem from better investment. And we need long-term investment as well. It's not the sort of thing you can do in a short amount of time. The streets across the UK are fairly ancient. It's very difficult to make roads wider. So it has to be built into the thinking at a sort of a local governmental level and a national level.
Yes. And I suppose, actually, if politicians see us getting out there and cycling, it actually demonstrates the need for the infrastructure that you're talking about.
Absolutely.
As well.
And in addition to that, the more people who are out cycling, the safer it becomes.
Yeah.
You know, because the speed of traffic on the road will go down, and you know the issue between cyclists having sort of low speed incidents and you know cars, big heavy metal blocks, you know, driving around the roads. So the more cyclists means less cars, means less significant incidents.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, when there are high volumes of riders out on the road, they are being counted. And that count then goes into funding, and they say, well, actually, rather than last year when there was 1% of road users who were cyclists, this year there's 7%, so we need to look after them better. We need to accommodate their needs more. So the campaign is about standing up and being counted.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that pledging does help to do, and it allows us to go out and shout about the infrastructure that's needed and the great benefits of getting on a bike.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, you mentioned employers and some of the reasons for getting them involved. What can employers do to help their employees cycle to work?
Well, the thing about employers is they're perfectly situated to motivate and support commuters in making a switch from cars to bikes. Obviously, many of us commute to work. Those commutes do range, you know, but I think the low-hanging fruit really exists with people that live 1 to 5 miles of their workplace. So that's 5 days a week. People are often going to and from that workplace. So employers are perfectly situated to provide incentives and rewards and generally motivate their colleagues and staff to consider getting on a bike. Employers have some governmental benefits like the Cycle to Work scheme. Employers are actually rewarded for the people they get on the scheme, and by offering the scheme they can save their staff money on bicycles. And I think employers that get behind cycling programs create safer communities, communities where lots of people cycle. Again, it means that there's slower speeds on the road, the air quality is better, the streets are safer, and you've got a healthier, more productive workforce and a healthier community.
So there's loads of
big positives behind employers sort of making more than a token effort,
yeah,
and actually putting some skin in the game and yeah, promoting cycling and Cycle to Work Day.
So it should really be part of their sort of corporate social responsibility too.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
And bigger organisations will often have a person who looks after cycling within that organisation and tries to champion it. And we need more of that right across the board.
Excellent. Okay, then. Just finally, you want this to be a fun day, and you've got some good ideas about how we can make it a bit lighthearted. Can you just give us a few of the ideas for that?
Yeah, well, I think first up, cycling is a fun activity in itself. So encouraging people to get out on their bikes is highly likely to create a boost in the workplace. Physical activity tends to lift people's mood. It reduces stress. It generally releases endorphins. So fundamentally, the activity of getting people out on their bikes will be fun. And with Cycle to Work Day, we're really keen to get people, new and returning cyclists, so people who haven't cycled for a while. And to make that happen, we do encourage people who are competent cyclists to talk to colleagues and friends and family and offer support, which creates shared experiences which are enjoyable and healthy. Employers can help organise cycle buddies. So you pair people up. You live down the road from me. I will ride with you. I will make your ride safer, more fun, more enjoyable. Maybe doing led rides over the lunch period, or creating cycle trains where you work out where people within your organisation live near work, and you create a train of people that kind of drop by pre-agreed points, so that you can build up that kind of that competency and that feeling of safety in numbers. We're also encouraging employers to offer riders coffee and croissants as a reward. Some people might want to raise money for charities. I think a big part of the day is we're creating a platform that can be appropriated by employees or their employers to make it fit their workplace culture, and to really, as you say, you know, try and have some fun with it.
Brilliant. Excellent. As you say, lots of potential there. Well, frankly, Lawrence, it sounds great. I wish you the best of luck. I hope that loads of people cycling, frankly, around St. Albans, definitely need lots of people to get out of their cars and do something to fix those traffic jams. So fingers crossed for you. Thank you very much indeed for joining
us.
So
I can just make a plea that anyone who is interested heads to cycletoworkday.org and has a read of the site and pledges some miles.
Fantastic. I'll make sure that goes on our website too. Thank you very much, Lawrence.
Brilliant. No problem.
And I was talking there to the very enthusiastic Lawrence from Cycle to Work Day. Didn't you love that phrase of his? Cycling is a simple solution to some of the world's most complex problems. Oh, I love that. Now, when I last looked at the Cycle to Work Day website, they had totted up on their tot of how many miles had been pledged that the calorie equivalent of 384,000 chocolate biscuits are going to be burnt off by those who have pledged to cycle to work so far. So if you are looking for a pretty mega guilt-free coffee break, then sign up now. Now, the rush hour traffic jams around St. Albans indicate that things could be very different here if more of us were cycled to work. Rona Whiteman of St. Albans Cycle Campaign chatted to me about whether she thought that Cycle to Work Day could help us round here. Joining me. So, what do you think about Cycle to Work Day?
Well, it's brilliant. I've pledged to ride some miles, even though I don't have a regular commute. I'm going to manage to manufacture some necessary cycle ride to go out.
Well, do you know, I have as well, actually. I mean, I always cycle to work, but that doesn't seem to be a reason not to pop it down.
It's always enjoyable cycling.
It is. Well, I think you're right. And do you think that this will spur more people around places like St. Albans to get on their bikes?
I think it's... Yes, it's national. It's being heavily promoted. It's supported by ACT Travelwise, which is the local authority kind of coordinator for public transport and travel, but also British Cycling, Cycling UK, Sustrans. And the other one that I think is quite interesting is Love to Ride, which is a kind of competition for workplaces. So your workplace can sign up, and it's to get more people cycling, and they get, I don't know, they get points or something, and there's prizes, and it's a real sort of fun thing to encourage more people to cycle.
So your workplace, all the people there are competing with people who are working in the company next door or the local authority up the road or something like that?
Yes, if you look up the website, you can see participating teams, and there's lots and lots and lots of them.
Okay.
So it's national.
So is there anybody around here taking part?
Well, a quick sort of search for Hertfordshire produced the Hertfordshire Constabulary and also County Hall and the Hertfordshire Community NHS Trust.
OK, so there's some big names there. Anything from St Albans that you saw?
No, there's nothing. St Albans didn't come up with anything. I was hoping that the District Council might be participating. Perhaps they will when they hear this.
Yeah. Well, as I say, it's not too late, is it? So, yeah, that would be great to see. Okay, then. So, thinking about workplace cycling and how to get more of us doing it, you were telling me earlier about BUGS. Tell me
about
BUGS.
BUGS stands for Bicycle User Group. And I set one up in my former workplace. It's a very easy thing to do if you're a keen cyclist. It's, by and large, it's a very informal thing, and you're looking at encouraging your co-workers to cycle, but also you're kind of encouraging your employer to support cycling, perhaps by making more cycle racks, or if they're not already doing a cycle purchase scheme, such as the Cycle to Work Day thing, perhaps to introduce that.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's a few good points there. I suppose that does raise the point, though. All of this sounds like expenditure from employers. What's in it for them?
Ah, yes, the WIFIM. Well, cycling employees tend to be much more productive. They actually do take fewer days off sick, so you get more bang for your buck from your cycling employees.
That's quite interesting. That is quite a big incentive, isn't it?
Yeah. And study after study shows this up.
Yeah. And do they work harder?
They're fresher. They arrive sort of chirruping and whistling because the blood's been oxygenating their brain.
Yes. Well, there have been surveys, haven't there, that have shown that school kids who cycle or walk to school are able to work better when they arrive at school. So it stands to reason that employers would be similar.
Well, I think so. I didn't realise until the receptionist said, "Why are you so blooming cheerful in the morning?" And I realised that on the days I cycled into work, I bounced in, and on the days when I'd had to drive in, I sort of trudged in like all the rest.
Yeah, well, that sounds very tempting. Now, I suppose the place that we're always looking to in the UK when we're thinking about cycling to work is London. They've really taken on cycling to work as a big thing, haven't they?
Well, there is an organisation called Cycling Works, and it's 180 major London employees who decided to speak up in support of all the segregated cycle routes that were being introduced to London and which were being objected to by some people. And they're saying, oh, employers don't want it. But they said, well, these employers do, and they're all major people. And another interesting thing that came out recently was a report from the British Council for Offices. And both the British Council for Offices and Cycling Works have said, they've both done surveys, and that having good provision for cycling at work, or cycling to work, it can actually influence somebody choosing to work for your company.
Yeah, I suppose if you were choosing somewhere to, you know, if you did have the choice, then the idea of cycling to work does sound like an attractive one, doesn't it? With all other things like a safe route to work being there. So, yeah, you can see it would be a plus and a relatively easy plus as well.
Well, it is. It's very straightforward. I mean, a bit of admin and paperwork and you can set up the cycle scheme to purchase cycles.
Yeah.
And providing some cycle parking shouldn't be too difficult. Yeah. And then don't forget the fun things, the bike breakfasts.
Oh, yes.
With bacon butties or organic bananas as suits.
Yes, yes. My husband now, he works in the head offices of a national supermarket, and anybody who cycles gets a free lunch.
Excellent. Well, certainly my employer used to provide bacon sarnies and Danish pastries.
Right. Fantastic. So it's cycling is not just good for us, not just good for the environment, it's good for business as well.
It definitely is. I mean, big business is keen.
Is keen, that's right. And we should all be keen too. Brilliant. Everybody should be signing up. Wednesday the 13th of September. I'll make sure all the details are on the Radio Verulam website. Rona, thank you very much indeed for joining me.
My pleasure.
And I was there talking to Rona Whiteman of St Albans Cycle Campaign. Now, just time to tell you about the Save Simon's Hyde. Remember, that's the campaign group campaigning to stop the area around Simon's Hyde wood being built on. They're holding the Last Chance Barn Dance to raise money for their fighting funds. That'll be on Saturday, the 9th of September. Doors open at 5:30. Dancing begins at 7:30. Everybody's welcome. There's going to be fabulous music, fabulous dancing, loads of wonderful food available. Take a look on the Radio Verulam website where you'll find all the details on their post there. Say, do look at the website where you can also listen at leisure to the podcast as well. We would like to hear from you. Tweet us at rv_environment or drop us an email at environmentonrv@gmail.com. Next week, if you notice foxes in your garden, you're not alone. I'll be finding out more about them. Until then, thank you for listening.